and welcome to 49ers in 5, your daily update on everything happening with the team that you need to know. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. Today is Tuesday, July 14th, 2026. Here's what's happening with your San Francisco 49ers. Today, we're taking a deep dive on the longest tenured Niner of the Kyle Shanahan era, Kyle Juszczyk. Juice was the first big signing of the current regime, and he has been a Pro Bowler every year in San Francisco, including last year when he was also a first-team All-Pro as a fullback. That's not how Juszczyk sees himself, however. Here he is with Matt Maiocco at the American Century Golf Classic.
Honorary tight end? Are you, like, how do you kind of classify
yourself? Am I a tight end? Am I not a tight end? I don't know. That's a great question. Unfortunately, I think I'm tight end. I'm a tight end and not a tight end in all the wrong times. I'm a fullback when it comes to contract negotiations, hurts. But then I'm a tight end on game day.
Now, for the record, Juice is right. He is used all over the place. In fact, he actually lined up more along the line of scrimmage last year than anywhere else, 190 snaps. He was in the backfield for 169 snaps, in the slot for 159, and out wide for 55. Overall, however, Juice played just 45% of all offensive snaps. That's the fourth year in a row he has been off the field at least half the time. As far as being underpaid, I wouldn't agree with that. Juice makes $3.75 million a year, which is the second highest paid fullback in the NFL, and just slightly less than backup tight ends Jake Tonjes and Luke Farrell make. And Juice makes more than backup tight ends David Njoku and Tyler Higbee. So I think the Niners hit the sweet spot there, because remember, Juice doesn't actually touch the ball that much. Last season, he had just 26 total touches and 2 touchdowns in the regular season. That was the fourth straight year Kyle touched the ball less than 30 times. So while it's understandable that he wants more money, I don't think he's really earned it in terms of what he does on the field. Don't get me wrong. Juice is a valuable piece in this offense, right? His versatility allows the 49ers to dictate personnel to every defense that's not the Seahawks. Shanahan can move Juice all over the place and take advantage of whatever the defense wants to do. If they go big to stop the run, the 49ers can pass. If they go small to stop the pass, the 49ers can run. And as long as Kyle Juszczyk is there, which, as we know, is at least for one more season, that is how the 49ers will operate. We always give you one thing to read, one thing to watch, and one thing you might have missed. One thing to read on this Tuesday, ESPN.com has continued their lists of the top 10 positions in the NFL. Today is linebackers, and one 49er got the ultimate sign of respect. If you want to find out who and what that was, click the link in the description. One thing to watch, Rams tackle Alaric Jackson won't face felony charges for his recent arrest for domestic battery. However, Jackson could be in line for a long suspension under the personal conduct policy. The latest news is that Jackson's case has been assigned for a pre-trial diversion program, but under the terms of the personal conduct policy, that's enough to constitute a violation. The normal violation is 6 games for domestic violence, but Jackson's prior 2-game suspension means that he's going to be subject to an even bigger penalty, up to and possibly including banishment from the league with an opportunity to reapply. So essentially, however this shakes out, Jackson is going to miss significant time this season. One thing you might have missed, the 49ers have a special ticket offer this week. All fees are waived on single game tickets purchased through 49ers.com or the 49ers app. The offer runs through Wednesday at 11:59 p.m. Pacific time. Plus, if you go to the Week 3 game against the Cardinals, you can get a George Kittle bobblehead. Or if you go to the Week 17 matchup against the Eagles, you can get a Kyle Juszczyk bobblehead. That's a wrap on today's 49ers in 5. Please rate, review, and follow the Gold Standard Podcast Network. Like and subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. Enjoy your Tuesday, everybody. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera.
Sorry, fellas, but these tickets are counterfeit.
What? Counterfeit?
Yeah, see, the hologram's missing. And there's no such team as the Spungos. And finally, these seem to be printed on some sort of cracker.
This has been a 49ers Gold Standard podcast production.